Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Friday, December 20th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Apple has updated the Mac Pro configurator to include a new 8TB SSD option. This configuration was initially listed as coming soon when Mac Pro orders first began last week. The 8TB SSD option for the Mac Pro comes at an added cost of $2,600 compared to the base 256GB configuration. For comparison's sake, the 8TB upgrade in the 16-inch MacBook Pro costs $2,400 extra compared to that model's base 512GB storage. And for those keeping track, that brings the maximum price of the 2019 Mac Pro to $53,799. The Mac Pro wasn't originally announced as having an 8TB configuration, but when the 16-inch MacBook Pro was announced with the option, Apple quietly added it to the Mac Pro as well. And while one of the best things about the new Mac Pro is its upgradability, the SSD is one area that is not directly upgradable by the user after purchase. Of course, you can rely on PCIe options to give your Mac Pro more storage after the fact. Apple still says that two additional graphics card options are also coming soon for the Mac Pro. The rack mount version of the Mac Pro is also still listed as coming soon on Apple's website, and there's no timetable on when that release will actually happen. Back in August, a Chicago Tribune report claimed that the iPhone 7 was operating at illegal radiation levels after commissioning tests for that model. Now, the FCC has run more tests and says that the iPhone and Samsung's Galaxy phones do not exceed the legal RF radiation exposure levels. The research conducted by the Chicago Tribune was conducted in accordance with federal guidelines at an accredited lab. Those results claimed that the iPhone 7 measured over the legal safety limit and more than double what Apple had reported to federal regulators from its own testing. At the time, Apple disputed that claim and said that the results were inaccurate due to the test setup not being in accordance with procedures necessary to properly test iPhone radiation. Reading between the lines, it appeared that Apple was saying the proximity sensor was not being properly triggered, something that also reduces the maximum RF power output. 4 months after that initial back and forth, the FCC has announced that the iPhone 7 did not violate agency regulations on maximum RF exposure levels. All of the tests were conducted in the FCC's own lab using the iPhone 7, iPhone X, and iPhone XS. And in no scenario was the FCC able to reach the same radio frequency results as the Chicago Tribune did. The FCC tests also vindicated Samsung after the Tribune suggested that several Samsung phones were also above the legal safety limit. It's important to note that the FCC test requirements simulate a worst-case scenario of a phone being used for a voice call in an area with poor coverage, where the device itself boosts the signal power to compensate. Nonetheless, despite findings by the Chicago Tribune, it appears that even in these worst-case scenarios, iPhone owners have nothing to worry about in terms of RF exposure. We are sponsored this week by Defense. For a limited time, 9to5 Mac Daily listeners can get 20% off Defense's premium cases for iPhone 11 and other models with code 20 9to5. You can also take advantage of the sale with discounts on Defense's lightweight Duo Qi wireless charging hub. The Defense Vertical Duo Charger has two Qi charging pads so you can wirelessly charge your phone and AirPods simultaneously. The Vertical Duo allows for fast charging while on portrait or landscape angles, meaning users can still watch movies, YouTube, or use FaceTime while powering up their device. Be sure to visit defensebrand.com at the link in the show notes below and use code 20 9to5 at checkout for 20% off your order. My thanks to Defense for sponsoring 9to5 Mac Daily. To round out this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5 Toys for details on some of the best Apple deals of the day.
This weekend's best deals at 9 to 5 Toys include Best Buy's Last Chance Sale, which has HomePod, 10.2-inch iPad, TVs, and more, all at a return to Black Friday pricing. HomePod is $200, and you can take $100 off 10.2-inch iPad as well. Apple has also kicked off its annual holiday iOS and Mac app and game sale, and you can also find a number of notable movie discounts as well throughout the holiday shopping season. We have both of those deals covered in the show notes below and over at 9to5toys.com. You'll also want to make sure you're following us on Twitter as well, at 9to5toys, so you don't miss out on any of the best deals and the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
Other things new on 9to5Mac today include Jeff Benjamin's look at some of the best features of the highly customizable Mac Pro. We've also got the latest episode of the 9to5Mac Stack Trace podcast with Guy Rambo, John Sundell, and special guest Mike Hurley. You can find both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another week of 9to5Mac Daily. If you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or Overcast or wherever you listen to your podcasts. As always, it would also be tremendously helpful if you left us a rating and a review to help more people find the show. You can keep up with all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back the week of December 30th for new episodes of 9to5Mac Daily.